Hi, everyone. I'm Rick Barron, your host, and welcome to my podcast, That's Life, I Swear. There's a movement happening to make workplaces menopause-friendly, a best practice for women in the work environment. That's right. You heard me. Various companies in the United States are now, or should I say, finally, adopting such practices due to getting guidance from across the pond, as they say. Yes, the British are coming. Let's jump into this. Last week, I shared with you information related to menopause being a very taboo topic in the workplace. A survey conducted by the Mayo Clinic provided information covering various issues women have to cope with due to menopause. Let's say the survey painted a very unsatisfying picture of the inequities women face in the workplace. Now, you're probably asking, well, what is a menopause-friendly workplace? Good question. Our friends from the Menopause-Friendly Accreditation in the United Kingdom provided this definition. It means being clear how you support menopause in your workplace, creating an environment where menopause can be discussed easily, and putting the proper support in place for colleagues. End definition. As said from the outset, there's a new movement coming to the United States, and that's to create menopause-friendly workplaces. For that, we thank our friends across the pond in jolly old England. As is happening in our country, so it is in Britain already, where menopausal women are believed to be the fastest growing workforce demographic. Now, the UK is walking the talk. What do I mean? Over 50 British organizations, including such places as HSBC Bank, Unilever, and the soccer club West Ham United, are now certified as menopause friendly through an accreditation developed by Henpeck Menopause in the Workplace, a British professional training firm. One recent poll estimated that 3 in 10 workplaces in Britain now have some kind of menopause policy in place. Think about that. There's even an award ceremony held in London for the most menopause-friendly companies. The British Parliament, which held multiple hearings on menopause in the workplace over the last 2 years, is calling for such policies, which include training about symptoms, physical accommodations, like something as simple as desk fans, and more flexible schedules. Some UK companies are already making changes in their US operations. For example, BAE Systems, which by the way became an accredited menopause-friendly employer in 2022, now offers work accommodations for menopause-related needs and has made changes to its US health plans to offer medical treatments, mental well-being support, and more. Achieving top employer certification is not an easy task in the UK. The Top Employers Institute assesses participating organizations via a very rigorous analysis of their HR practices. The HR Best Practices Survey covers 6 HR domains, consisting of about 20 topics across the business and employee lifecycle, including such things as people strategy, work environment, talent acquisition, and more. The information is then validated and audited independently to ensure the integrity of the processes and data. Boy, you just have to love the Brits, as they are so meticulous with their fact gathering. So why does this matter? Female celebrities across the board, such as Oprah and Michelle Obama, are jumping into the cultural conversation. Generation Xers, now in their 40s and 50s, are more willing to talk about their menopause experiences and request support than previous generations. Even New York City Mayor Eric Adams promised earlier this year to change the stigma around menopause and create more menopause-friendly workplaces. That said, he is championing more menopause-friendly workplaces for city workers through improving policies and the workplace environment. Now, there's a growing number of what is called femtech, F-E-M, and these companies are focused on women's health and everything from prescribing hormones to selling menopause-themed energy bars. So, I guess you probably want a definition of what femtech means. Femtech is a term that refers to diagnostic tools, products, services, wearables, and software that uses technology to address women's health issues, including menstrual health, sexual health, maternal health, and menopause. That's right. Welcome to the future. What is most important to call out here is that employers realize that offering help is a way to retain experienced women in the workforce. There are more women in the workforce today than ever before. Sorry, guys, the handwriting is on the wall, so get with the program. More evidence shows that menopause symptoms are hurting productivity and causing women to leave or consider leaving their jobs. It's high time to address menopause in a more humanitarian manner. Women's health concerns such as postpartum depression have been acknowledged as issues that employers are addressing. However, the big topic that's taboo in the workplace is discussing the symptoms of menopause. Denise Rosa, NVIDIA's benefits manager and head of the U.S. medical programs, called out that many female employees were asking where they can go to deal with menopause. Now, the company provides great benefits, egg freezing, and even adoption. Well, that's great, but the woman said, we need and want menopause added to the list. As mentioned earlier, U.S. employers are realizing that offering help is a way to retain experienced women in the workforce, as more evidence shows that menopause symptoms are hurting productivity and causing women to leave or even consider leaving their jobs entirely. Now, here are some key data points. A recent British study, for example, found that one-third of women ages 50 to 64 reported moderate to severe difficulties coping at work because of menopause symptoms. The 2021 survey by the Mayo Clinic estimated that about 10% of women ages 45 to 60 had taken time off in the last year in the United States because of menopause symptoms, costing the employers about $1.8 billion. Well, here's where the rubber really hits the road. Educating the male psyche. Deborah Carlick, the founder of Henpeck, stated that the first step to a menopause-friendly workplace is providing education about menopause to help lessen the stigma. Many men, for example, just don't know that symptoms of premenopause can start as early as a woman's 30s, and that even minor adjustments like allowing an employee to take a short break when symptoms flare can help. So what can a company workplace do to achieve a more menopause-friendly workplace, where men will be more sensitized to their female counterparts? Well, here's a few suggestions. Posting information on company websites and training employees and managers, regardless of gender. How about appointing menopause champions, employees wanting to talk about menopause, and help women find support? Another thing you could do, start recruiting those in the higher ranks. You know, directors, VPs. Why? This telegraphs to the female worker that if senior managers want to get involved, this softens the hesitation for women wanting to talk about menopause. Another key point, workplaces can provide employees with access to treatment. Now, many U.S. companies are beginning to contract with companies that offer virtual appointments with providers trained in menopause care, such as Maven and Midday in the United States, along with Henpeck, Wellbeing of Women, and Peppy Health, all British companies. In Britain, some workplaces are offering women desk fans. In some cases, women having a terrible time can ask to change shifts or work from home until they get their symptoms under control. Now, I provided a checklist that Henpeck has pulled together showing other ideas. Be sure to check out my transcript on my website. It's a pretty good list. Now, some experts warn that disclosing menopause symptoms also carries risk, because it could play into assumptions that women are less productive at work as they age. As a result, it may be better to start slow, folding menopause assistance into existing workplace resources than introducing something completely new. Now, there is progress to share here. NVIDIA, which has about 13,000 employees in the United States, began offering access to Peppy Health in the UK to those employees and their partners this year. Bristol Myers Squibb, the New York-based global pharmaceutical company, is in the early stages of setting up menopause support for its U.S.-based employees. And its British subsidiary, which allows employees to develop tailored symptom management plans, was named Menopause-Friendly Employer of the Year in 2022. Carla Daly, the global lead for the Bristol Myers Squibb Network of Women, said the company is planning to set up a hub for menopause information on its intranet. Eventually, U.S. employees will have the same opportunities as their British counterparts. Carla shared a very personal thought, and I quote, "If I was going through menopause in the UK, I could have this honest conversation with my manager about what I need in the event of a flare-up. or in the event that I need to take a moment for myself, she said. We don't have that in the United States. End quote. Well, hopefully, you as women employees will have that moment in QuickTime throughout all companies. Now, what can we learn from this story? What's the takeaway? Why is knowledge about women dealing with menopause in the workplace important, and more so, for men to understand? It's important to remember that menopause is normal, and that support should be available to help women at work. Menopausal women are the fastest growing demographic in the workforce today. It's important now more than ever for women to speak out openly about menopause at work without fear of being looked at as a complainer. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, for show notes calling out key pieces of content mentioned and the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.